We are focusing on the home.
Ìtẹ́jú mọ́ wa, ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìdílé.
We are focusing on the marriage.
À ń tẹ́jú mọ́ àwọn ìgbéyàwó.
Just want to scratch this message. Just scratch the surface.
A kò fẹ́ wo nílé rìfẹ́ ìwàásù yìí.
Just to give us some tips.
Láti lè sọ àwọn ìtọ́ka kan fún wa.
That will lead us into some prayers.
Èyí tí ó darí wa sí àwọn àdúrà kan.
I title it The Signature of the Suffering Marriage.
Mo pè ní ìfọwọ́sí ìgbéyàwó tó ń jìyà.
The Signature of the Suffering Marriage.
Fífi ọwọ́ sí ìgbéyàwó tó ń jìyà.
Whether you are married.
Bóyá o ti ṣe ìgbéyàwó.
Or you are planning to get married.
Tàbí o ń pinnu láti ṣe ìgbéyàwó.
Or you are not interested in getting married.
Tàbí ìwọ kò tilẹ̀ ní ìfẹ́ sí àti ṣe ìgbéyàwó.
You need this message.
O nílò ìwàásù yìí.
The signature.
Ìfọwọ́sí.
Of the suffering marriage.
Ìgbéyàwó tí ń ṣokùn.
My first prayer for every marriage is this.
Àdúrà mi àkọ́kọ́ fún gbogbo ìgbéyàwó nìyí.
The arrow of suffering.
Ọfà ìjìyà.
That the enemy has fired into any marriage.
Èyí tí ọ̀tá ti ta sínú ìgbéyàwó yòówù.
That is working now.
Èyí tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́.
I command that arrow.
Mo pàṣẹ fún àwọn ọfà yìí.
To get out in the name of Jesus.
Ìwọ̀n ṣáà èmi òǹkà Jésù.
As a believer.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí onígbàgbọ́.
That is totally sold out.
Èyí tẹ́ pé ó ti fi gbogbo ajé rẹ̀ jì pátápátá.
To Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
Sí ìwé Matthew orí ìkẹfà ìfẹ̀ ìkẹta lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
You are totally sold out.
Ó ti fi ara rẹ̀ jì pátápátá.
To Matthew 6:33.
Sí ohun tí a kọ sí ìwé Matthew orí ìkẹfà ìfẹ̀ ìkẹta lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
There are five things that you must jealously guide and fight for every day of your life.
Ohun márùn-ún ló ní láti máa fi ìtara tí o sì ní láti máa jà fún ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ.
If you are totally committed to Matthew 6:33.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé o fi gbogbo ara rẹ ní ìfarajì sí ìwé Matthew orí ìkẹfẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
If that is your vision.
Tí eléyìí bá jẹ́ ìrántí rẹ.
If that is what you are pursuing.
Tó bá jẹ́ ohun tí ò ń lépa.
There are five things.
Ohun márùn-ún kan bẹ̀.
That you must jealously guide.
Èyí sẹ́kọ̀ọ́ ní láti fi tara.
And fight for every day of your life.
Kí o sì máa jà fún ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ.
Matthew 6:33 says.
Ìwé Matthew orí ìkẹfà ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta lé lọ́gbọ̀n wípé.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Ó ní ẹ tètè kọ́kọ́ máa wá ìjọba ọ̀run.
And his righteousness.
Àti òdodo rẹ̀.
And all these things.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí.
That people are running after.
Èyí táwọn ènìyàn sá kiri lé.
Shall be added to you.
Òun ni a ó fi kún fún yín.
If that is your vision.
Tí eléyìí bá jẹ́ ìrántí rẹ.
If that is your commitment.
Tó bá jẹ́ ohun tí o fara rẹ jì fún.
Then there are five things.
Nígbà náà ohun márùn-ún kan bẹ̀.
That you must jealously guide.
Èyí tó ní láti fi tara dáàbòbò.
And fight for.
Kí o sì jà fún.
Every day of your life.
Ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ.
What are these five things?
Kí wá lohun márùn yìí?
Number one.
Ohun àkọ́kọ́.
Is your salvation.
Ohun ni ìgbàlà rẹ.
Your salvation.
Ìgbàlà rẹ.
You must not let it slip away from your hand.
O gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ kí ó jábọ́ mọ́ lọ́wọ́.
You must fight for it.
O ní láti jà fún.
You must keep it.
O ní láti pa mọ́.
You must hold on to it.
O ní láti dìímú ṣinṣin.
Don't allow the enemy to steal it from you.
Má ṣe fàyè gba ọ̀tá láti jí kúrò lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
Paul said in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 39.
Paul sọ fún wa nínú ìwé Hebrews orí ìkẹwẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínní ogójì.
He says, but we are not of them that draw back unto perdition.
Ó ní àwa kò sí lára àwọn tó ń padà sínú èdè.
But of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Ṣùgbọ́n fún àwọn tí wọ́n ní ìgbàgbọ́ sí ìgbà ọkàn nílà.
We are not of them that draw back unto perdition.
Àwa kò sí lára àwọn tí wọ́n padà sínú èdè.
To draw back into perdition.
Láti padà sínú ìwà èdè.
Is to lose your salvation.
O ní láti sọ ìgbàlá ẹni nù.
And the truth is this.
Òtítọ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ ní pẹ́.
Salvation can be lost.
A lè sọ ìgbàlá nù.
Once saved. is not eternally saved. Once saved,
is
not eternally saved. You must work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. You must keep it every day. You must guide it jealously. Your salvation is very important. Your salvation is very crucial. Your salvation is the key that will give you access to the kingdom blessings. Without salvation, you are a stranger and an enemy of God. The devil is targeting your salvation and he wants to steal it from you. Being in church is not salvation. Religion is not salvation. Bearing a Christian name is not salvation. Salvation is believing Jesus Christ in your heart. Confessing him as your Lord and personal Savior. And then obeying his commandments. That is salvation. Believing Jesus Christ in your heart. Confessing him as your Lord and Savior with your mouth. Openly. Not secretly. And then obeying his commandments. That is salvation. The devil is after it. Salvation is individual. There is nothing like collective salvation. Or general salvation. It is individual. If you are saved, you will know that you are saved. If you are not saved, you will know that you are not saved. For those of us that are saved, you must not lose that salvation. If you are already saved, you must fight for your salvation. You must jealously guide it. If you are not saved, you better get saved today. Because God sees you as an enemy. You must not lose your salvation. Because it can be lost. Judas lost his salvation. Demas, a very high disciple of Jesus Christ, a follower of Paul, who has preached the gospel several times, he lost his salvation. The Bible says, Paul said, Demas has forsaken me because he loved this present world. He was once saved, but he lost it. His name was removed from the book of life. Ananias and Sapphira, both husband and wife, they lost their salvation by telling lies. Peter almost lost his salvation. If not for the prayer of Jesus, you must jealously guide and fight for your salvation every day. That is the first thing that you must guide against. Number two is your purpose. Your purpose. Your purpose is what gives meaning to your destiny. When purpose is lost, abuse and rejection is inevitable. A purposeless life is a wasted life. You do not exist for nothing. You exist for a purpose. Everything you see around exists for a purpose. If you look around, everything that you can see now, they are there for a purpose. This microphone in my hand has a purpose. This pulpit here
aga iwasu yi
has a purpose.
O ni ohun ise to nse.
The pen in your hand
kalamu to be ni owo re
does not exist
koko wa nibe sha
just like that.
Wa be
it has a purpose.
O ni ohun to fe se.
If your purpose is defeated
ti ere ni ti o fi bo wa ninu aye
ti ba ti
tabi ti won ti pa
then your existence is a disaster.
Nigba na iwa laaye re
ajalo you must discover your purpose.
O ni lati sawari re ni so
bi then you must pursue it.
O ti ni lati le ka re.
If you lose God's purpose for your life, the devil will give you his own purpose. I'm praying for somebody here this morning. If you will agree with me, let your amen be so loud and clear. Your purpose will not die in the name of Jesus. Say a loud amen. Say a louder amen. The third thing that you must jealously guide
and
fight for every day of your life, not once in a while, but every day, is your divine assignment. Your divine assignment. You are bought with a high price. You are bought with a high price to carry out a particular assignment. You are created to solve just one problem. Not two. Not three. Not ten. But just one. Jesus came with one major assignment to save humanity from sin. Matthew 1:21 says, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That was the major divine assignment that Jesus came for. And when it was time to carry out that major assignment, the devil showed up in the person of Peter. And he said, no way. This particular major assignment, you will not carry it out. Jesus got angry. Jesus fought seriously for his divine assignment. He said to Peter with a loud voice, get thee behind me, Satan. Do you know what it means? To call someone Satan. Jesus did not mind calling Peter Satan. Why? Because he had to fight for his divine assignment. When Jesus was healing the people, the devil did not show up. When he was raising the dead, the devil did not show up. When he was multiplying food for the people, Satan did not show up. When he was going about doing good, the devil did not show up. But when it was time for him to carry out his major assignment, because healing the sick, raising the dead, multiplying food is not his major assignment. His major assignment
is
to save humanity from sin. At that level, the enemy came and said, no way. But thank God, he fought for it. He fought for his divine assignment. I'm praying for you with a loud voice that any power that has vowed that you will not carry out your own major divine assignment shall perish in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say a loud amen. The fourth thing that you must jealously guard and fight for every day of your life is your association. The company that you keep. Your association. Where God has planted you. Right association will promote your destiny. When Peter and John were released from the prison for preaching the gospel, the Bible says, and they went back to their own company. Daniel,
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. They are always moving together. Even though they are in a strange land, the right company. You must not allow the enemy to pluck you out of the right company. Which God has planted you. You must jealously guide and fight for it. You must not lose it. And let me say this. If God has planted you in this ministry, I'm happy to tell you that you are in the right company. And you must guide it. You must jealously guide it. You must fight for it. There are powers that wants to unplug you. There are powers that want to push you out of this right company. The company that you keep will determine what accompanies you. Your association determines your acceleration. I'm praying again for you this morning that any satanic hunter that wants to unplug you from this right association, they will die suddenly. In the name of Jesus. The fifth thing that you must jealously guard and fight for every day of your life. It's your marriage. Your marriage. You must jealously guide it. And you must fight for it. God designed marriage for generational blessings. When God put you and your spouse together, it's not looking at now. It's looking at the future. Your home is meant to be a blessing to humanity. And not a curse. The Lord came to the family of Abraham. And said to him. He said, I will bless you. Anyone that blesses you, I will bless. Anyone that curses you, I will curse. And indeed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Indeed, that is through your family. Every family of the earth, they will enjoy blessing. I'm praying again that through your family, every family of the earth shall be mightily blessed in the name of Jesus. You may be saying, but how will that one happen? That is not your own edict. Your own edict is just to believe. Your home is divinely programmed to reflect heaven on earth. and not hell on earth. That is, people should see your home.
You
see your children.
You
see your home. See your husband. See your wife. See your marriage. They should see heaven. Practically here on earth. Your home is established to manifest peace. Joy and power in our generation. That is what it is meant to be. But when you look at marriages today, and you look at homes today, especially the homes of believers, it is not so. It is not so. On one particular Sunday like this, a man and a woman, they were coming. And I met them at the gate there. It was the wife that first spoke. Said, in fact, I am planning to come and see you, sir. I could see that one of the eyes is already swollen. And then what happened? See, it's my husband. It's my husband. As she was talking, the man who was coming behind, I said, that's your husband. Say yes. The man who moved closed, I noticed that the right ear had been plastered and is soaked with blood. What happened? So we fought this morning. Sunday morning.
Oh, joy is in me. Oh, joy is in me.
Say yes.
Benny.
Say what happened?
Kilo shele.
Said this woman.
Oh, biri yi.
Is very stubborn.
Oh, lori kukuni.
Very stubborn.
Alagidini.
And the woman too said.
Oh, biri no, we pay.
Sir.
Alagba.
This man.
Oh, kurita ewo yi.
Is a tiger.
Oh, jekini un.
Husband and wife fighting on a Sunday, and after the fight they were coming to the church. Why do we have so many broken homes among believers? Why are so many homes powerless before their Goliaths? Why is it that we have so many single parents, more than husbands and wives, living together, even in the body of Christ today? Why do we have a high rate of divorce in our churches today? How come we have husbands and wives who were best friends before, but suddenly turned to an arch enemy? A man was reporting the wife to me. I said, do you know the name of my wife? I have given her Jezebel. I said, the woman too hard. And said, if you call me Jezebel, you too, you are Herod. Husband and wife. Why is the enemy capturing our homes easily and cheaply? Jesus gave us a clue. In Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3. Verse 25. Jesus speaking. Said, and if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If a house
bi ile kan
be divided against itself,
ti o ba yapa si ara re,
that house
ile na
cannot stand.
Ki yo le duro.
And if Jesus says cannot,
ti Jesus ba be ki yo le,
then that house cannot.
O tumo ti pe ile na ko le.
Division
iyapa
is the anchor demon that will make any home to fall. So any home where there's division, that home is carrying upon it the signature of suffering. The signature of suffering. The Hebrew word that Jesus used there as divided is called badal. And badal means to set you apart. It means to separate oneself totally from a thing. But now, but that also means to be looking at a different direction. Nose, focus. You don't have the same vision. Looking at different direction. Jesus said, when a home is like that, that home cannot stand. So when a man and a woman are looking at different direction, of course they will end up in a different destination. As husbands and wives, the key to keep the enemy outside your home is solid agreement. Solid agreement. Amos chapter 3. Verse 3. It says, can two walk together except they be agreed? The answer is no. One translation says, do two people walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Another translation says, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction to go? The question is this. What are those things that are always bringing division?
Division
in marriages. There are so many of them. But let me just give you just three major ones. These three ones, they have the high mark. They have scored the high mark in separating husbands and wives, even among Christians. And if this, any of these three, is already making you to drift away from each other, today, you have to readjust and quickly chase that devil out of your home. What are these three things? Number one is the issue of money. Money. I'm sure you will agree with me. Yes or no? I didn't hear you. Money, yes. Until couples see money as a servant and not as a master, there will always be trouble. When a man sees his money as his money, and a woman sees her money as her money, and not as our money, that marriage will suffer. And that is the blunt truth. A woman was complaining very bitterly. And he was talking. He said, you see, this my husband. has become a detective.
O ti wa di olopin toto.
You can't find his money anywhere.
E o le ri owo re nibi kibi.
Do you know that this is my husband? He will hide his money inside the fridge.
Afi owo pamo sinu ero to mo mi tutu.
Under the carpet.
Abe carpet.
Inside the toilet.
Ninu mi ti won tin we.
We ask the man, why are you doing that?
Say,
say, this is my wife.
I am he.
It's Anini.
Anini. Ole.
You know who Anini is.
Ole.
So he steals my money.
Only I'm a jamilole.
Any money that belongs to him, he will take it.
Oh, what about Siri? Your mamuni.
She will take it.
Amu.
So because of that.
Nitori.
I started hiding my money in different places. Husband and wife. Our attitude to money as Christians must be totally different from the unbeliever. This is a very dicey subject. Because many have different views and different opinions. But before God, it is the opinion of the Bible that stands. Should Christian husbands and wives have a joint account? Should married couples join their money together to sponsor a project? Can a wife start to build a house somewhere without letting the husbands know? Who should be paying the children's school fees? Is it right for a man to buy a land or any property at all without putting the name of the wife on the receipt as joint owners? Who should pay the debts owed by the family? Should husbands know how much their wives are collecting as salary? Or should woman know how much the husband is collecting as salary? We can go on and on and on and on. But all these questions and many more will be correctly answered if our attitude towards money is guided by the word of God. Money is not everything.
Owo ki seun gbogbo.
But our attitude towards it is everything.
Ṣugbọn iha ti a ko si ohun ni ohun gbogbo.
It can promote.
O le gbe niga.
And it can scatter.
O si le tun kan ka.
And the truth is this. If the enemy knows that money is always bringing division and disagreement between husband and wife, then he will focus his attack in that area. If the devil knows that once the issue of money is raised between couples, they will always fight, disagree, quarrel, shout at each other, then Satan will say, yes, I know where to attack them. More than at any other time, Christian home should pray seriously for open heaven. You see, when you have more than enough, there will be no fight. When you have more than enough, there will be no quarrel. Scarcity of money will provoke family unrest. One of my lecturers in the Bible school used to say, it says, anointing without money will bring annoyance. And I think it's correct. I'm praying for you today. I want your amen to be sevenfold.
Mo fe ki ami e ko je ilopo meje.
That every family hearing me now,
we pe gbogbo mo lemi to nti si mi bayi,
that is going through financial hardship,
eyi ti won la inira ninu eto isuna koja,
I command your heaven,
mo pase fun orun re,
your financial heaven,
orun eto isuna re,
to open by fire in the name of Jesus. Let me just give you just five simple guides that husbands and wives can embrace when it comes to the issue of money. It's an advice based from the scripture. Just five simple guides when it comes to the issue of money. Number one. There should be no secret. No secret. No private income should be kept away from each other. There must be openness. There must be transparency. The Bible says, you are no longer two, but one flesh. The Bible says, let your yes be yes, and let your no be no. Telling lies to your spouse that you don't have money, when you have, can lead you to hellfire. God won't call it wisdom. He will say, you are a liar. There should be no secret. Number two, guide. There should be no cheating. There should be no cheating. Whatever plan has been established, both parties must agree to it and stick to it. Any plan that you have agreed, both husband and wife should just stick to it. And they must agree together. Number three, guide. There should be agreed budget. Agreed budget. Not that the man will do his own budget.
And want to force
it on the woman. Or the woman to do her own budget. I'll say by force, by fire, you must agree. No. There should be agreed budget. Because having budget helps you to plan. And it also helps you to spend wisely and not foolishly. It will help your home a lot there. Number four. Guide. Spend what you have. Don't go into debt. Spend what you have. Don't go into debt. Don't behave like that prophet in the Bible, who left a huge debt for his family after his death. Even though he was a prophet, but yet he didn't know how to manage his finances. He went into debt and left his family to suffer for it. And number five, God. Both husband and wife should not forget the source of the money. When you do not forget the source of the money, your attitude towards it will be different. The source of your money is not your strength. It's not your connection. The source of your money is not your contract. The source of your money is not your hard work. The source of your money is God. God is the giver.
Oluwa ni fun ni owo.
He is the owner of the money.
Ohun gangan lo ni owo yi.
He is the one that gives it to you.
Ohun lo fi fun yin.
But you see, the bottom line is that when you have more than enough, there will be peace. Things will flow. And I pray again that the money that you will need, that will make your marriage, your home, your family to be at peace, receive it in the name of Jesus. There is somebody who needs to shout that amen loud and clear again. Because I'm believing God that God is going to open the windows of heaven for your family. The food that you will eat, the clothes that you will wear, will not be scarce for you in the name of Jesus. And any power that wants to steal the staff of your bread, they shall perish inside the Red
Sea.
Say a threefold amen. The second issue that is always bringing disagreement, fighting, argument between husband and wife. I'm sure you know it. It's the issue of sex. It has called a high mark in separating couples. The Bible gave us a direct command. As Christians, say, defraud ye not one another, except by mutual consent. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 5. Defraud ye not one another. It is very, very dangerous for couples not to have a solid agreement on the issue of sex. God sees sex as a tool to unite. The devil sees sex as a tool to scatter. A man called me on the phone. And I know him to be a very gentleman. But this particular day, he was boiling. And he was shouting. Say, Pastor, I want to tell you now that I'm going to stop my wife from coming to church. I'm going to ban her. Say, what was our offense? The man didn't tell me. So I just wanted to know. I'm going to stop her. And when you see a man just shouting like that, talking like that, screaming like that, and you ask him, what is the matter? And he's dodging it. He's not talking straight. Suspect that area. Suspect. So later I dropped the phone. I said, Lord, this man, he too comes here. What happened? The Lord said, sex. Okay. So I picked the phone. I called the wife. Madam, how are you? I'm fine. Where are you? I'm in the church. Say, please, can I talk to you for a few minutes? Say, yes, sir. Say, please, sorry. When last did you allow your husband to touch you? Say, ah! It's a long time. Say, why? Say, ah, I need power. I need power. I need power. I say, ha!
Ah.
Which power? Say, I fast.
I'm
always in the church. And it was on a Wednesday that I called her. I said, Madam, I am commanding you now. In the name of Jesus. Leave the church now. And go home. Say, but why? Say, your husband is not happy. Say, when you get home, the first thing you are going to do is don't say anything to him. Prepare his delicious food. Give it to him. In the night, take a very good shower. And wear a correct night dress. And please, with speed, dive on his neck. Dive on his neck. Dive. Belly. Thank God. She listened to me. By the following week, when I saw the man, as he was coming, he saw me. He was smiling. Me too, I was smiling. I said, Daddy, how are you? How is your wife? She's a wonderful woman. Lord, have mercy. There are only two biblical exceptions to sexual relations in marriage. Number one is when the woman is in a menstrual cycle. Leviticus 15:19-28. And the second reason is when they both agree to restrain from sex for the purpose of prayer and fasting. They must both agree. You must let your husband know that you want to go for prayers. And the husband too should let the wife know. According to the Bible, sexual relations in marriage is a positive means of participating in God's law of sowing and reaping. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 10. According to the Bible, obedience to the word of God concerning sex in marriage produces a confidence in abiding in Christ. 1 John chapter 3, from verses 21-24. According to the Bible, sex is a gift rendered to your spouse. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3. According to the Bible, you are not to have authority over your own body once you are married. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4. According to the Bible, sex between two married people is a natural means of fulfilling God's command to be fruitful. Genesis 1:28. According to the Bible, sex between husband and wife brings intimacy and love. Genesis 2:25. According to the Bible, sexual relations between a man and a woman involve the totality of their persons, body, soul, and spirit. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. According to the Bible, the wife's submission is a manifestation of the nature of the inner man.
Ìtẹríba fún àti aya, ó jẹ́ ìfarahàn ìṣẹ̀dá ọkùnrin inú.
A meek and a quiet spirit.
Ẹni jẹ́jẹ́ àti ẹni pẹ̀lẹ́.
1 Peter chapter 3.
Peter kini ori ikẹta.
4 to 6.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrin sí ìkẹfà.
So understanding of what sex is between husband and wife is very important to their survival as a Christian.
Níní òye iṣẹ́ tí ìbálòpọ̀ ń ṣe láàrin lọ́kọláya, ó jẹ́ ohun tó ṣe pàtàkì tí ó sì mú ọ láti lè làájá.
Another thing that you must know is this.
Ohun mìíràn tẹ́ ní láti kí.
God created sex.
Ọlọ́run ló ṣe ìṣẹ̀dá ìbálòpọ̀.
Not the devil.
Kì í ṣe ìṣù.
So it must be done in a godly way.
A ní láti ṣe ní ọ̀nà ti Ọlọ́run.
A man went to report the wife to the pastor.
Aya, ó lọ fi ẹjọ́ ọkọ rẹ̀ sún olùṣọ́ àgùntàn.
And he said, look, this woman is defrauding me.
Ó ní obìnrin yìí ó rẹ̀ mi jẹ.
So the pastor called the wife.
Olùṣọ́ àgùntàn pe aya yìí.
Say, madam.
Ó ní ìyá àfin.
Why are you denying your husband?
Èé ṣe tí ẹ fi ń fi oorun dún ọkọ yìí.
Ah, the woman said.
Obìnrin náà wípé.
Sir, I am not.
Kì í ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
But ask my husband.
Ẹ bèrè lọ́wọ́ ọkọ mi.
What he wanted me to be doing.
Ohun tó fẹ́ kí n máa ṣe.
So the pastor faced the husband.
Oga. Alàgbà.
What exactly do you want your wife to be doing?
Kí ló ohun náà tẹ fẹ́ kí ìyàwó yìí máa ṣe?
The man was scratching his head.
Ó wá ń ní orí.
He couldn't talk.
Kò lè sọ̀rọ̀.
The madam said, pastor, I will tell you.
Ìyá àfi wípé olùṣọ́gùtàn wọ́n sọ fún yín.
So do you know.
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ mọ̀.
That this my husband.
Wípé ọkọ òun yìí.
Wants to be putting his manhood inside my mouth.
Ó fẹ́ máa fi nǹkan ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ sí òun lẹ́nu.
And I said, no.
Mo sì wípé rárá.
And he said, if you don't want that.
Ó ní tí ò bá fẹ́ yìí.
Nothing will happen.
Kò sóhun tó máa ṣẹlẹ̀.
And I said, okay.
Ó ló dábẹ́.
And the pastor faced the man.
Olùṣọ́gùtàn wá kọjú sí ọkọ.
Is it true?
Ṣé òótọ́ ni?
Yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
It's my wife.
Ìyàwó mi.
I am free to do anything.
Mo ni ominira lati se ohun to ba wun mi.
Say no.
Eko.
You are not free to do anything.
Lo ominira lati se ohun to ba wun yin.
There are Bible ways.
Awon ona ti Bible la sile be.
Bible godly ways.
Awon ona ti Olorun.
To do that.
Lati se yin.
If you go out of it.
Ti e ba kuro lode yin.
You invite demons into your marriage.
E o ko emi aimo sinu igbeyawo yin.
And if you are a man and you are doing that here.
Ti e ba jo okunrin ti e n se yin ni.
You need counseling.
Onílò ìgbaniníyànjú.
You need prayer.
Ẹnílò àdúrà.
And then you need double deliverance.
Ẹ sì nílò ìtúsílẹ̀ oníṣẹ̀pọ̀ méjì.
Double.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ oníṣẹ̀pọ̀ méjì.
Sex.
Ìbálòpọ̀.
Is a tool.
Ó jẹ́ ohun èlò.
The enemy has used this.
Ọ̀tá ti lò.
To scatter so many home.
Láti tú ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀
ìgbésẹ̀. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding in the name of
Jesus.
The third one.
Ohun ìkẹta.
Is the issue of how to undo in-laws.
Òun ni bí a ó ṣe máa ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ àwọn àna.
How to undo in-laws.
Àwọn àna.
These three major subjects.
Ojúlówó àkòrí mẹ́ta yìí.
They have scattered so many homes.
Wọ́n ti tú ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìdílé ká.
Both the man and the woman must see their in-laws as their own parents.
Ọkọ àti aya wọn ní láti rí àwọn òbí wọn tàbí ẹbí wọn gẹ́gẹ́ bí.
And the Bible says we should honor and respect our parents.
Bíbélì fẹ́ kí a bu ọlá fún wọn.
Don't see your in-laws as devils.
Ẹ má ṣe rí àwọn àna yín gẹ́gẹ́ bí èṣù.
Because one day you two will become one.
Nítorí pé ọjọ́ kan yìí náà yóò di ọ̀kan.
I was praying with a sister.
Mo ń gbàdúrà pẹ̀lú arábìnrin kan.
And then the thing was getting longer and longer.
Àdúrà náà sì ń pẹ́ sí, ó ń pẹ́ sí.
And I kept asking her.
Mo wá ń tẹ̀síwájú láti máa bí lẹ́rìn.
Any news?
Ìròyìn kan.
Any progress?
Ìtẹ̀síwájú.
Said no.
O ní kò sí.
I'm still waiting.
Mo ṣì ń dúró.
I'm still searching.
Mo ṣì ń wá.
I'm still looking.
Mo ṣì ń fojú
sílẹ̀. And we are praying.
A sì ń gbàdúrà.
And I say, oh Lord.
Wọ́n mi kọ́ Olúwa.
Why is the delay?
Èyí ṣe tí ìdádúró fi wá.
I said, go and ask the sister.
Ó ní ẹ bèrè lọ́wọ́ arábìnrin náà.
She is the cause of the delay.
Òun ló ṣokùnfà ìdádúró náà.
So I ask her.
Mo bá bí léèrè.
I said, what type of a man are you actually looking for?
Mo ní irúfẹ́ ọkùnrin wo lẹ̀ ń wà.
Say well ah. Say I'm praying o.
Mo ń gbàdúrà.
That the man that I'm going to marry.
Wípé ọkùnrin tí wọ́n fẹ́.
Will not have mother.
Kò ní ní ìyá.
That the mother will have died.
Ó yẹ kí ẹ sì.
I say ah.
Mo ní ha.
What kind of prayer point is that?
Irú àdúrà wo lélẹ́yìí.
See, because most of these mother-in-law, they are very troublesome. And I said, do you know that one day, you too, it was then our understanding opened. Mother-in-laws too. You too, you must accept and love your son's wife. You know the case of a mother-in-law. The mother-in-law that went to report to the pastor. The wife's son, he went to report the wife's son to the pastor. The pastor, the wife of my son has terrible witchcraft.
And
you know that with her witchcraft, she has completely taken over my son. The pastor said, okay, we shall go there together. So the pastor followed the mama to the house. It was the woman they met. The woman opened the door. When she saw the pastor, she was very happy. Say, ah, daddy, you are welcome to our home. What brought you here? And she went on her knees and greeted the man of God. She saw the mother-in-law too. She greeted her on her two legs. Collected her bag. Said, ah, pastor, please just give me 10-15 minutes. Because you can't just come to my house and allow me to come to the house without preparing anything for them. The pastor was wondering. Is it the woman that they said has witchcraft? The woman prepared the food. Gave it to the pastor. Gave it to the mama. The both ate. She washed the plate. As they finished, the husband who came, she ran towards the door, knelt down to greet the husband. They hugged each other. The pastor was looking. Said, husband, what do you need? That one who told her, she dived inside the kitchen, prepared the food. The pastor was watching. After seeing everything, the pastor called the mama. Said, if this is the kind of witchcraft that you want me to cast out of this woman, I better leave it. This kind of witchcraft is good. Jesus said, a house that is divided against itself cannot stand. What we must pray against seriously is the arrow of division fired into the Christian home. I'm praying for you today that the wicked arrow of confusion, the wicked arrow of disorderliness, the wicked arrow of disunity, the wicked arrow of disagreement in your home will catch fire in the name of Jesus. Close your eyes on your seat. Raise up your right hand to the Lord. And say this loud and clear with fire and with power.
Satan!
Get out of my marriage!
Satan!
Get out of my marriage! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and declare that.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Oruko Jesu ni agba adura.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ti o ni agbara ni agba adura.
Oh, beloved.
Olufe.
Oh, this is another session.
Akoko miran tun ni eleyi.
Of question and answer.
Lati bere awon ibere ki a ti ja wa lohun.
On family issue.
So ni se pelu awon oro idile.
During our Sunday family forum of today.
In ojo Sunday wa ta moju to oro idile gege bi ojo oni bayi.
We pray that as you key into it.
Agbadura as be so for Olorun bi a tin wonu awon kan won yi lo.
And as you tell it to Jesus today.
Ti a tin so fun Jesus loni.
Every territorial terrorist.
Gbogbo awon to n du koko mo ni lagbegbe eni.
In your marriage.
Inu igbeyawo yi.
In your home.
Inu ile yi.
Will be frustrated.
You by Jack
will be frustrated.
You by Jack will.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This short announcement.
We
want to thank you that after our announcement last time,
when
we encourage you to be putting your telephone numbers
to
your questions.
So a
lot of people have responded.
And that
has facilitated our contact with you.
Although
we said it was very optional, and it's still
optional,
but it has helped a lot of
people.
Again, you can continue to reach us through our email.
happyhome@gmail.com. happyhome@gmail.com.
Amen.
Ami.
Are we going to the first question? It goes like this. Is it right to take Kickstarter or enhancer for sex performance? If yes, should you let your spouse to know? The second question goes like that again. Is it right to have sex
in
the early Sunday worship before we come to church? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God that our Father in the Lord has actually dealt with the issue of sex.
Praise
God.
Now,
let me just describe the Kickstarter for some of us who may not understand what this writer means by Kickstarter.
For our time, I want to talk the Kickstarter
or sex enhancer. It is anything, any extraordinary thing you do.
Oh, you don't show it well yet. Or
take into your system.
To
provoke a desire, sexual desire for your spouse.
Sometimes
it includes drugs, like pharmaceutical preparation, or native drug.
Sometimes
it involves, you know, watching pornographic film. Sometimes we have heard of issue when somebody has to beat his wife so seriously before he can be aroused. It is true what I'm telling you. Okay. This spouse. Now, when you begin to beat your wife to get aroused, I think that's a problem.
It is
not right or advisable to form this type of sexual attitude.
Let her
know, let alone telling your spouse that that is what you
are using.
You naturally should flow into sexual feeling and mood
with the presence or with the appearance of your spouse on the bed.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ohun tí Ọlọ́run ṣe dá rẹ̀, nígbà tí ó bá rí aya rẹ̀ tàbí ọkọ rẹ̀ lórí ibùsùn kan náà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀, ara rẹ̀ gbọ́dọ̀ dìde láti ní ìbásepọ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ ni.
Sexual matter, as our father and the Lord has said, is a very important aspect of our marital responsibility.
Ọ̀rọ̀ nípa ti ìbásepọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí Bàbá Olúwa ti sọ, ó jẹ́ ojúṣe wa nípa ti ìgbéyàwó tí a ní.
The time you give to sex should not be partial.
Àkókò tí ó ń fi fún ìbálòpọ̀ kò ṣe pé èyí tí ó yàn ni tàbí
ìbá díẹ̀ sọ. It's a full time issue.
Ojúṣe ni tí o gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe.
On the bed.
Lórí ibùsùn rẹ.
It is not a time when you are with your spouse and your mind is thinking about what the contract you are going to take in Abuja.
Kò ṣe ìgbà tí wà lórí ibùsùn kan náà pẹ̀lú aya rẹ ló wá rò nípa iṣẹ́ tí o fẹ́ gbà ṣe ní ìlú Abuja.
Or your wife thinking about the dress she will wear to the next party. No.
Tàbí kí aya rẹ kí máa ronú aṣọ tí òun yóò wọ̀ lọ sí òde tó fẹ́ lọ láìpẹ́.
It is a complete private issue between your wife and between your husband and your wife.
Ojúṣe láàrin ọkọ àti aya ni gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn méjì papọ̀.
All these drugs have limited effects in our body.
Àwọn ògùn tí a sọ̀rọ̀ yìí wọ́n ní ipa tí wọ́n ń kó lára àwọn ènìyàn gẹ́gẹ́ bí àtúbọ̀tán rẹ̀.
They have a definite lifespan in still giving you arousal for sex.
Àwọn ògùn tí a sọ̀rọ̀ yìí fún ìgbà díẹ̀ ni wọ́n yóò mú kí ara rẹ kí ó dìde láti ní ìbáṣepọ̀.
As I speak, we have a slight problem in our hand now concerning a family.
Bí mo ti sọ lọ́wọ́ lọ́wọ́ yìí, a ní ìṣòro kan tí a mójútó báyìí nípa ti
ìdílé. The man has been engaging in all this thing I've been telling you, using enhancer, using all kinds of things. He never told his wife. All of a sudden, he could not gain erection again.
Arákùnrin kan wà tó ṣe pé ṣáájú àkókò yìí, ó ti ń lo oògùn oríṣiríṣi láti mú kí ara rẹ̀ kí ó dìde láti ní ìbáṣepọ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n lẹ́yìn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ̀, ó wá rí pé nǹkan ọmọkùnrin òun kò tẹ̀ wá dìde mọ́.
And so we will advise you. Now he is asking us. He doesn't know how to tell his wife.
Báyìí, ó wá ń bèèrè lọ́wọ́ àtọ́gbẹ́ òun ò mọ bóun ó ti sọ fún
ìyàwó. He doesn't want to tell him because tell the wife because he has found himself in a problem.
Arákùnrin náà ò lè lanu láti jẹ́wọ́ fún ìyàwó rẹ̀ mọ́ tó pé ó ti pé òun ti wọ́n ní ìṣòro lọ látàrí pé ó ti lo àwọn nǹkan tó jẹ́ kí ara rẹ̀ máa dìde sẹ́yìn.
Amen.
Àmì.
Apart from this, an enhancer is ungodly sex attitude.
Àwọn nǹkan tó mú ká rẹ̀
nígbè. An enhancer is an ungodly thing.
Ó jẹ́ àwọn ìwà bí àwà bí Ọlọ́run.
Heard from the pulpit today, it draws demons into marriage. Such as you are watching pornography, you are doing this, you are doing that, it draws demons.
Yeah,
the second question is, he says, is it right to have sex in the early morning on Sunday, when you, before service? That's a $1 million question. This is a matter that is very, it requires personal judgment. And the level of reference you have for God's worship. Bible does not necessarily restrain you. Particularly when you refer to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 7:3-5, when it's talking about rendering due benevolence to your partner and that you have no power of your own and don't defraud and all the rest of it. What we could always advise here is that there is something we call in scripture the heart of worship. The heart of worship. And it starts from the time you wake in the morning or before you go, before you think, you start thinking about going to church. We believe through worship on Sunday is from what you do or what you fill your heart with.
Agbàgbọ́ pé ìjọsìn òtítọ́ ní ọjọ́ Sunday ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ohun tó ń ṣe tàbí ohun tó kún ọkàn rẹ.
It is therefore a matter of reverence or discipline.
Nítorí náà wá ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ ọ̀wọ̀ tàbí ìkóra ẹni ìjánu.
I pray God will give us wisdom.
Ó gbàdúrà pé kí Ọlọ́run kó fún wa ní ọgbọ́n tí ó tó.
Amen.
Àmì.
The second one quickly go like this. I met a man.
Ìbéèrè kejì ní kíákíá báyìí mo pàdé arákùnrin kan.
That's the lady writing this.
Arábìnrin ni ó kọ eléyìí.
He was a Muslim and a divorcee. And he asked me out. But I used that opportunity to convert him to an MFM member. And he wants to marry him. Can I marry him? The first reaction to this question is that just like that. You convert.
Yeah,
of course, we are excited that God has used you to introduce the man to Christ and the gospel. With the aim of, you know, achieving baptism to salvation and other services of the gospel. But you must be careful, my sister. We are not talking about membership of church. When you convert, you are converting the souls to the light, to the kingdom of light. And there is evidence, as our Father and the Lord has told you, what a saved person is: a person who actually confess Christ.
As Ben Gabi was saying,
when he has believed in him. And that confession should show in every part of his life. If what he says, his body language must show that he is in Christ. Otherwise, you may be running for a slight danger if you don't ensure that. However, after making sure that he is truly born again, then pray to know God's will to marry this convert. Just as much as the new convert must receive you through the power of the Holy Ghost that is in him through his conversion. Membership of MFM, membership does not have to be because you are in a fellowship, you are a member of strong groups in the church, you are this and that. No, the membership of the vineyard of Christ is different from just thinking once you have been able to attend a fellowship center, this and that, and all the rest of it. Otherwise, you may be running into slight problem. I pray it will not be your lot in Jesus' name.
The
last one is that young lady is saying, if you have a boyfriend and he says he wants to marry you and he's committing fornication with you, and you are praying to God to show you your real husband, and he keeps showing you the boyfriend. And he keeps committing fornication. Because if you don't commit it with him, he will be angry. What do you do to stop him from fornicating and not getting angry with you? The second part of the question is that if you commit fornication, how will you beg God for forgiveness? And how will you know that God has forgiven you?
It's
a relevant question. I want to admonish my sister like this. Don't be deceived. Sex is not love. And fornication is a serious thing before God. Certainly this boy is exploiting your weakness and ignorance. Don't let him send you to hell. Don't let him send you to hell. Then you ask the question, how do you confess? You confess and repent of your sin.
That's how you get it.
Yes. What will be the evidence of your forgiveness by God? I place before you Nehemiah 8:10.
The
joy of the Lord will become your strength.
There
is unusual peace in your
heart.
You will feel His presence, which is the fullness of joy.
According to Psalm 16:11.
So much that you will not bother about this man's anger. The joy of the Lord will be so much overwhelming in you when the God has forgiven you, you have repented, that you will not even bother. What you will do is to satisfy the commandment of God, and you will be happy with that. After you have dealt with the idol created in your heart by this man, then pray for God's choice. The choice has to be by you. You must pay for the price of speaking with God. Pastor will not choose partner for you. Pastor can guide you in you deciding. And he could even confirm what you yourself have been told by God. That way, you will be able to escape from the net of a devourer.
Praise God. Praise the
Lord.
We have three questions there. The first one, the writer is asking, can LSM full member, a brother, marry a woman from Roman Catholic Church? Praise the Lord. A full member of MSM is who is truly born again, living by the standard of the Bible, and also upholding the vision of the doctrines of MSM. And that person must know that he really needs to pray to choose a partner. But I want to counsel that person that it is better and advisable to marry from one's immediate spiritual environment. By God's grace, we have so many beautiful and wonderful ladies in MSM. And they are godly sisters of different shapes and sizes. So, I wonder why you are going out of this beautiful place to choose a wife from another place. Having said this, what is God saying to this brother? Have you prayed concerning this marriage? Did God told you that that sister is your wife? If God has spoken to you, we as the church, we have no right to choose a man or a woman for anybody. Marriage is the baby of God. Go to God in prayers and do His will so that you will prosper in that marriage. Praise God. The second question said, in a situation whereby both the husband and wife are Christians, and a strange woman is pregnant for the Christian husband, and My mother-in-law is fully in support of the strange woman. What can I do? There is no justification reasoning for a Christian husband, if he is a Christian indeed, to be involved in any ungodly strange relationship. Talkless of impregnating a strange woman. You may be calling your husband a Christian. I don't think he is. And if he is, I think his Christianity is questionable. This is a sin against their marital vow. Since the abnormal has happened, in the spirit of true practical Christianity, the woman has to pray. Satan is not looking for anything but Christian homes. He knows that one shall chase 1,000. And two will chase 10,000. So, my sister, read James 5:16 and Galatians 6:1-2. You need to prayerfully bring back your husband to God. Sister, don't fight with him. Don't pack away from that house. Continue to pray and tell God to touch the heart of your mother-in-law so that he will not send his son to hell. Amen. So, sister, once again, don't fight. Continue to be praying. Then I will want to know, because when you people write your questions, you will not let us know the full details. After the deed has been done, is your husband remorseful? Has he repented? Is he now begging you that I'm sorry, it was a mistake? If that is the case, please pray for him and let him be upright standing again. And God will help you as you are doing so in Jesus' name. The number three question. It has about A, B, C. In my third question, there are three different questions to be answered quickly. As a parent, is it advisable to give a daughter of 20 years old to a man of 40 or almost 50 years? Amen. It is not the responsibility, as I told you, of the parents to give their daughters a son. Because the mommy that wrote it said that to a man of 40 and almost 50, even as consent, that is to give a consent. It is your son, your daughter, that needs to pray about God's will for their lives. But as we look at this, 20 or almost 30 years difference in age between a woman and a man is too much. So that the sister will not become a housemaid, that the man will just be throwing here and there. It is good for the man to be older than a woman. But it must not be too much. This one looks so, I don't know. The age disparity is too wide. We are not saying that a girl of 20 cannot marry a man of 40. If that is the will of God for her. But if they are not sure, there may be problems. So I will want them to pray. Apart from age difference, the generational gap, which may affect their compatibility and their world outlooks, is there. So let them go and pray, Mama. And let them listen to the word of God. B of the question. At what age should a parent give daughter to a man for marriage? The Bible did not tell us at what age. But we know that as from age 18, if the girl has finished her education, she has good job, and she's matured, because from 18, 20 year old children, sister, can be matured even more than 30 years old. We need maturity when we are talking about marriage. So 18 years is right to get married if she has done all the necessary things and she has prayed and God has showed her the will, his will for her life. Don't forget that we have said earlier on that you don't give, but the child must pray and receive the will of God. So that is the answer to that. And the next one. Can my son, who is 24 years old, marry a woman of 59 years? Thank God that the church too is not happy about this. By the time that woman will be 70, the brother will be 35. The money that wrote this question to realize that your son wants to marry your age mate, you should think about how he will cope emotionally, spiritually, and even their future. When the woman will be 70, your son will be 35. If he has prayed and God is leading him to marry this woman, that can be his mother. We have nothing to say about that. The only thing we are saying, the person should pray, receive from God. But 35 years gap between a man and a woman, and this time around is the woman that is older. We need to be very, very careful. May God help the church. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have three questions to answer here.
I need very much. I need to sit down.
The first question says,
what
is the role of the husband in the family? And the role of the wife in the family? The answer to this
Ìdáhùn sí àwọn ìbéèrè yìí.
Beloved,
Olufẹ,
we cannot overemphasize the importance of this question.
A kò lè fi ọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ tàbí sọ àsọjù nípa ìbéèrè yìí.
Which has been occurring.
Èyí tó máa ń jẹyọ nígbà gbogbo.
In many family forums.
Nínú ìpàdé mọ̀lẹ́bí báyìí.
So we still need to mention some of the role.
Nítorí náà, a ní láti mẹ́nuba ọ̀kan lára àwọn ojúṣe.
Of the husband and the wife.
Tí ọkọ ní láti ṣe nínú ilé àti ìyàwó rẹ̀ náà.
The meaning of husband.
Ìtumọ̀ ọkọ.
From the Bible dictionary.
Láti inú àkọsílẹ̀ ti Bíbélì.
It means house band.
Òun ni pé.
House band.
Ohun tí a fi so mọ̀lẹ́bí pọ̀.
That is connecting and keeping together the whole family.
Èyí ni pé nǹkan tó ń so mọ̀lẹ́bí pọ̀ tó sì ń mú wọn dúró ṣọ̀kan.
Which means the husband must love the wife.
Ó túmọ̀ sí wípé ọkọ gbọ́dọ̀ fẹ́ràn aya rẹ̀.
As it is written in Ephesians 5:25-30.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti kọ́ sínú ìwé Efésù orí ìkarùn-ún ẹsẹ̀
15:1. He must honor his wife.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ bu ọlá fún aya rẹ̀.
As written in 1 Peter 3:7.
Bí a ti kọ́ sínú Pétérù kìíní orí ìkẹta ẹsẹ̀ keje.
He must provide for his wife and the children.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ pèsè fún aya àti àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀.
As we have in 1 Timothy 5:8.
Bí a ti rí nínú ìwé Tímọ́tì kìíní orí ìkarùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹjọ.
He must now rule and govern her, the wife and the children correctly and rightly.
Ó tún gbọ́dọ̀ máa ṣàkóso kó máa jẹ gàba kó máa ṣe gbogbo létò.
According to
lórí aya àti ọmọ rẹ̀.
According to God's will.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìfẹ́ ti Ọlọ́run.
He must be a leader.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ adarí.
Not a boss.
Kìí ṣe ọ̀gá.
He must also offer help in the home.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ tún máa fi ọwọ́ ìrànwọ́ lọ́wọ́ hàn.
And create a family altar.
Kí ó sì mọ pẹpẹ mọ̀lẹ́bí sínú ilé
wọn. He must be a role model to the children.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ àwòkọ́ṣe rere fún àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀.
That God has given him.
Tí Ọlọ́run ti fi ta lọ́rẹ.
To the wife now.
Nípa ti aya báyìí.
The wife must be a wife and a mother.
Ìyá náà gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ìyá àti màmá fún wọn.
Like the Proverbs 31 woman.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí obìnrin tó wà ní akọ sínú ìwé òwe orí kẹkànléní ọgbọ̀n.
She must be submissive.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tó tẹríba.
Physically, materially.
Nípa ti ara, nípa ti ohun ètò.
And financially.
Àti nípa ti ètò ìṣúná rẹ̀.
To her own husband.
Fún ọkọ rẹ̀ gangan.
He must love her own husband.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ fẹ́ràn ọkọ rẹ̀.
As written in Titus 2:4.
Gbàtí kọ́ sínú Títọ́ orí kejì ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin.
She must continually build her home.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ máa tẹ̀síwájú láti máa kọ́ ilé rẹ̀.
Till the end.
Títí dópin.
Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
Success in Christian home.
Sábà sọ nípa ìbálòpọ̀ nínú ìgbéyàwó.
In Christian family.
Nínú mọ̀lẹ́bí Kristẹni.
Is hard work.
Ó jẹ́ ohun tó le gidi.
And we must not fail.
A kò gbọ́dọ̀ kùnà nínú rẹ̀.
We must not fail.
A kò gbọ́dọ̀ kùnà lórí
eléyìí. So the woman.
Nítorí náà gẹ́gẹ́ bí obìnrin.
Must be a builder.
Ẹgbẹ́ ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ tó ń kọ́lé.
She must not pull her own home down.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ fa ilé rẹ̀ tú
lulẹ̀ fúnra rẹ̀. As we have in Proverbs 14:1.
Bí a ti rí nínú òwe orí kẹrìnlá ẹsẹ̀ kìíní.
The marriage golden rules.
Òfin tó ṣe pàtàkì nínú ìgbéyàwó.
Which is Ephesians 5:22-33.
Tí ń ṣe ìwé Efésù orí ìkarùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kejìlélógún títí dé ìkẹtàlélọ́gbọ̀n.
Must not depart.
Kò gbọ́dọ̀ yàkúrò.
From the heart of both husband and wife.
Kúrò nínú ọkàn ọkọ àti aya.
They must seek godly wisdom continually.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ máa wá ọgbọ́n Ọlọ́run nígbà gbogbo.
As we have in Proverbs 24.
Bí a ti rí nínú ìwé òwe orí kẹrìnlélógún.
Verses 3-4.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹta sí ìkẹrin.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀kẹ́ hallelujah.
The second question says.
Ìbéèrè kejì wípé.
When a woman is complaining.
Nígbà tí obìnrin bá ń ṣàwáwí.
That the wife is not faithful on their marriage bed.
Wípé ọkọ rẹ̀ kò jẹ́ olóòótọ́ lórí ọ̀rọ̀ ibùsùn
ìyàwó wọn. In what way?
Ọ̀nà owó gan ní pàtó.
Do you assist the couple?
Ni ẹ ṣe lè gba àwọn lọ́kọláya ìnímọ̀ràn.
To solve the problem.
Láti lè yanjú aáwọ̀ náà.
Not faithful here.
Láláì jẹ́ ẹni tó jẹ́ olóòótọ́ níbí.
Can meet not steadfast in affection and or allegiance.
o le tumo si wi pe ko se dede gege bi awon ijewo re.
This particular question,
ibere yi ni pato,
is not very clear here.
Ko han kedere nibi to.
What you actually mean by not faithful?
Nkan ti en so pe ko jolo so le lori.
The marriage bed.
Nipa ti oro ibusi.
But let us look at it this way. If the man is not concerned about the well-being of the wife, probably he travels too often, and when he comes back, he does not make himself available to the wife. Not cordial, not giving her attention, not pampering her, not caring for her, and so on and so forth like that. All this can make a woman not to be faithful. If care is not taken, the man may be drawing attention to himself all the time, and the wife is not getting that attention she
needs.
In this situation, the woman may feel withdrawn. I counsel this man to renew his relationship with the wife. He should love her the more. The man should draw the wife nearer to himself. They might have been far apart, even though they are living together. Don't treat her like a man.
She's
a weaker vessel. Talk to her gently. Beg her. And pamper her with gifts. And pray together with her. And pray for one another. I believe she will start to be faithful on the marriage bed. If she's truly born again with all these guides, woman, she too, you should realize that you should not use your hands to destroy your own home. You should be a wise woman, as written in Proverbs 14:1, which says, a wise woman buildeth her own house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. God bless you in Jesus' name. The third question says, what can I do when my wife always wanted to have her way all the time? When she wants sex, and I'm not up to it, because I am not strong for that day. Answer to this question. 1 Corinthians
7:4
tells us that the wife has no power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise, the husband has no power of his own body, but with his wife. With this at the back of our mind, this sister
should
bear with the husband. If he says he's not strong for just one day, she should even be worried for the husband to make such a statement and be ready to take care of him at that moment. Also,
Bakona,
we counsel the sister not to be having her way all the time. If it is true, he does this. Dominating spirit is not acceptable in marriage as Christians. God bless you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We only have just three prayers to pray. I'm very shout, I'm very loud, I'm very aggressive. I want you to pray it. There is no time to waste. These three prayers, as you pray them, the God that's answered by fire will answer you speedily. The Bible says, the rod of the wicked shall not fall upon the righteous. So there's a rod known as the rod of the wicked. Therefore, say this loud and clear as you close your eyes. Every rod of the wicked assigned against my rising up. This prayer is for somebody here this morning. Every rod of the wicked assigned against my rising up. You are a liar. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. There is no time to waste. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.